So as you can see, the Torah's laws about tithing are pretty complicated. Just teaching on them gets my head spun around. When all is said and done, the average Israelite involved in agriculture and livestock is giving way more than a tithe of 10%. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the Torah-observant Jew living in the days of the temple, and even today for that matter, could at times feel very overwhelmed at the prospect of giving away that much of his livelihood. Torah Club Volume 5 and Parsha Korach brings up an amusing story from Midrash Shocher Tov on this very topic. In the story, Korah attempts to incite the people against Moses and Aaron by stating that the Aaronic priesthood has their hands in everything via the tithe system. This comical anecdote has Korah telling the story of a poor widow. A widow, the mother of two young daughters, started to plow her solitary field, whose yield was just sufficient to keep body and soul together. Moses told her that it was forbidden to plow with an ox and an ass together. When she began to sow, Moses told her not to sow with diverse seeds. When the first fruits appeared, Moses demanded she give them to the priests. And when she began to harvest the field, Moses reminded her to leave the gleanings and the corners of the field for the poor. When she was about to thresh the grain, Moses demanded the separation for the priests and for the Levites. Unable to maintain herself from the field under such conditions, she sold it and purchased ewes. Once again, she knew no peace. When the firstlings of the sheep was born, Aaron demanded it for the priests. When she began to shear the sheep, Aaron claimed the initial shearings. The widow thereupon decided to slaughter the sheep. This time, Aaron came for the priestly portions. The widow then vehemently cried out, "If you persist in your demands, I consecrate the flesh to the Lord." "If so," Aaron replied, "the whole animal belongs to me." Aaron then took away all the meat, leaving the widow and her two daughters entirely unprovided for. The story illustrates that following the Torah's commandments on tithing would not have always been easy. We're talking about giving way more than just 10%. In fact, when all is said and done, we're talking about more than 20%. Yet not only does God promise throughout His Word that He would provide for those who are obedient to His commandments, but through these tithe commandments, He is attempting to teach an important lesson. Although we live in a day and age when there is no temple, and most of us do not live in the land of Israel or are even involved in agriculture, which means in turn that most of the Torah's mitzvot of tithing don't even apply to us, the Torah tithing system does teach us important lessons about our possessions. Psalm 24 and verse 1 teaches us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God created the world and it belongs to Him. But at the same time, He created it for us to enjoy and utilize. It is also He who gives and He who takes. If the harvest is successful, it is thanks to Him. If not, it is possibly that He is trying to teach us something. One of the biggest concerns for the children of Israel when they were about to enter into the bounty of the Promised Land is that they would become successful and forget that it is He who really owns the land, and it is He who really brings the blessing. Beginning in Deuteronomy 8, verse 11, we read Hashem's stern warning against this fallacy. "Take care, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth." Rabbi Hirsch writes on the message of tithing, "Man has no greater enemy than success." When we forget who got us where we are in trouble. Success, though obviously not always bad, has a way of clouding our minds with visions of grandeur and pride. Rabbi Hirsch feels that the purpose of all these tithing commandments teaches us two important lessons. Firstly, not to forget that Hashem is the owner of everything, and secondly, that because He has given them to us to take care of them, We must neither neglect nor misuse them. We are to take care of the precious gifts that He gives us, and every time we have to give some back to Him, it reminds us of this important principle. What also comes to mind here is the immense trust that the Israelite was required to have in their Father in heaven to provide for their needs. It reminds us of the Master's words in Matthew 6 about not being anxious about our lives nor worrying about what we will eat or drink. He tells us in verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." God desires our hearts, and through the tithing system, we indeed learn what our true priorities should be. In the next CD, we will take the background that we have learned here from the tithing system of the Torah and examine the apostolic writings to see how Yeshua and the earliest believers applied and felt about the tithing commandments.